Most of the U.S. Midwest forecast is still promoting a favorable environment for crop development, even though we may not see a big replenishment in soil moisture in some of the western Corn Belt crop areas that have been dry recently. Today's forecast continues to promote a scattered shower pattern that will last over the next full week to 10 days. Everybody will have at least some rain at one time or another during this period of time. Amounts are going to be highly varied. Some locations could get more than an inch of rain on any given day, but many areas will probably see totals less than a half inch. And totals for the first week of the outlook will probably run a half inch to an inch, with some local 1 to 2 inch totals across a big part of the Midwest. Now, if you look at the National Weather Service's quantitative precipitation forecast charts, they have targeted a big part of Iowa for more than an inch of rain. Be careful here. That may be a bit of a broad brush on that particular forecast. Iowa will definitely get rain, and so will Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas at one time or another over the coming week, and the amounts will certainly be welcome. Maybe not quite enough, though, to replenish the moisture to the point of eliminating the moisture deficits we build up over the past 30 days. But there will still be timely showers in many areas. And the most important part of this whole forecast is twofold. Number one, everybody does get some precipitation, even though the amounts are light in some cases. And number two, there will be temperatures that will be a little bit milder for a while, conserving our subsoil moisture through slower evaporation rates. And between those two factors, everybody that's out there that's pollinating in those fields or flowering in the case of soybeans are going to do so without a great deal of new stress. The western Corn Belt will stay stressed from Iowa and Nebraska southward to Kansas and Missouri until significant rain falls in those areas. But even with the shower activity that's expected to occur, they will see at least some partial relief coming up, and that, along with some cooler temperatures, will be welcome. Yesterday's high temperatures across the Midwest were mostly lower to middle 90s. It was a bit more of a stressful day than what we've seen here recently, especially in those areas that don't have the moisture in the ground, and crop stress became more significant in many of those areas, including, again, Iowa and Nebraska, southward into the U.S. Delta, and a portion of the eastern sections of Texas. Well, with the temperature forecast cooling down now and seeing highs in the 70s and 80s coming up over the next week, we'll probably see some of that stress disappear and more of it if we do indeed get involved with the scattered shower and thunderstorm pattern. As I say, we probably will. The European computer forecast model out there this morning is a little bit better as far as potential, I think, for verification. The European model does produce a ridge of high pressure back in the plains and includes a small portion of the southwestern Corn Belt with warmer and drier weather beginning about a week from now and continuing into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. The GFS model has kept the ridge further to the west and not allowed for so much warming to take place. The European is not necessarily a threatening solution, but it does suggest a little bit more of a beneficial environment in the sense of bringing warmer weather back to the Midwest a little sooner and also in perpetuating some showers in northern and eastern portions of the Midwest while diminishing it in the southwest. The temperature forecast specifically will be upper 70s and lower 80s across the northern parts of the Midwest as we move forward through the coming week. The cooler biased weather will kick in most significantly starting tomorrow, but we'll likely see a little bit of a cool off already occurring today in some areas. But many areas in the central and southern Midwest will see another day of upper 80 and lower to a few middle 90s here this afternoon, with the cooler air pushing southward from the Great Lakes region as we move from Saturday to Sunday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.